Greetings, enthusiastic viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supremaster Television. This week, we visit one of the world's leading eco-friendly schools, located on the beautiful island of Bali, Indonesia. Called Green School, this exemplary international institution with an 8-hectare campus provides nearly 200 students with nursery, primary, and secondary education in a holistic, eco-conscious environment.
We have children here from about 40 countries around the world, ranging from 3 years old to 16, 17 years old. And our students here are studying things like reading and writing and math and science, and they're playing sports on a beautiful sports field. They're doing studio art. They're doing performing arts. So all the things that you would want to see at a good school around the world, you'll find it here.
Green School was founded in 2008 by Canadian emigree John Hardy and his wife, Cynthia, a US immigrant. Mr. Hardy, a former jewelry designer, felt compelled to take action on behalf of our planet after viewing an inconvenient truth, the eye-opening climate change documentary by Albert Gore, a renowned environmental advocate and former US vice president. He and Cynthia decided to build a model sustainable school. The couple knew they wanted the institution to be located in a natural setting and constructed of locally sourced materials, so it is in harmony with the surrounding environment. The founder's goal is that this learning center creates the leaders of tomorrow who fundamentally understand the vital importance of environmental preservation. With the help of a respected team of educators, innovators, designers, and architects, the Hardys have established a wonderful school that teaches students to live in peace with our Earth, while also cultivating their fertile minds for continuing education at the world's finest universities. Supremaster Television had the pleasure of visiting Green School, where we spoke with Mr. Hardy, as well as teachers, staff, and students. The school community has helped make Green School an international success story and one of the leaders in eco-conscious education.
I have two girls that needed a school. Certainly, I knew that the world needed a school, but I went looking at schools for my girls, and I realized that they weren't really looking at the future. And I thought we really needed to look at the school. But we didn't just look at the school, we looked at everything. How do you make a school green? It's really important to keep the idea local, to consider the environment, and not just to bring in the bulldozers and make something like we've always made. So I really wanted to make a difference. And I believe beauty is a really important part of life. And if you're in an ugly place, a workplace, a school place, a home place, it's pretty hard to visualize a happy future.
With over 5,500 square meters of built space, Green School has been constructed using locally grown bamboo and has the world's largest freestanding bamboo building. Not only is bamboo an ecologically sound material, it has ensured the school structures nestle harmoniously with the pristine beauty of the surrounding jungle and rice fields. Grass, called alang alang, is used as roofing material. Mud is used for the floors, and the walls are made of bamboo, clay, cotton, and mud.
Green School is right now the only school in the world with this kind of green physicality, the physical part of Green School. It's built with the idea that it will have a light footprint on the future. And it's built from materials that are really important. The roads are made from volcanic stone. The paths are made from gravel. We used a minimum of cement in the construction except underground. And the school, of course, is built from bamboo. And right now, right here, we're growing a new school. If you plant this, and this looks pretty small and insignificant, in 5 years you'll have this. And it really is a future we can depend on. We can't really promise the children rainforest timber. Rainforest is almost gone. But we can promise them all kinds of bamboo. And after 5 years, you have bamboo this big. So we made the school from bamboo as a promise, as a symbol, that we can all have all the bamboo we need.
Other green features of the school include skylights. With skylights, the need for artificial lighting inside the structure is minimal during daylight hours. Power is provided in part by solar panels. An on-site biomass gasification unit is currently being constructed that will use rice hulls and other organic matter to generate electricity for the facility. One of the technological highlights at Green School is a Voltex turbine generator. The Voltex is a unique patented water generator that diverts a portion of the local Arun River that flows through the school. It will provide Green School with 50,000 kilowatts of electricity when it comes online. The power produced will be enough for the school to be completely independent of the local electrical grid.
Climate change is in the news. It's a little bit scary. The other day there was a big storm, lots of thunder. And because Green School is not built as an air-conditioned box, it's not built to exclude the climate, the whole school congregated in the heart of school and sang songs and missed several classes. But the idea is the kids will understand that the climate is an essential part of their world. The other thing that's really important is their understanding of what the world gives them. The world gives them vegetables, and the vegetable gardens roll right up to the edge of the classroom. And they will understand it's the organic vegetable gardens that give them lunch. And they'll start to make that connection. Because if children are green, the whole world eventually will be green.
My name's Chris Sparks. I teach here at Green School. And I teach something called Green Studies. And it's our program for teaching children about the environment and as they get older about how to look after the environment and care for the planet. So the example that's going on around us now is our grade 6 students. Their theme they're working on is a theme of water, which is a very important environmental issue. And they're also working on a project which is right here, which is a water garden. And they love it. They really enjoy the combination of sometimes just getting dirty, working hard, and seeing the garden that they've worked on start to take shape and seeing the plants and the animals thrive in the environment they've made. And they also then are more willing to work on the theory stuff that we do in the classroom, talking about water conservation, availability of water, pollution, and these kind of issues that as they get older, they really have to start taking seriously.
Although the classrooms in Green School are open air, a novel method is used to create private space, known as cooling bubbles. These are inflatable, air-conditioned bubbles designed by Mr. Hardy. They can be blown up for small gatherings or whenever the students need a quiet, enclosed space for concentrated study, and can be taken down when open space is desired again. Green School also has a cooling cave, a permanent cave structure that provides a naturally cool, pleasant space for students to work in, quietly and comfortably. The cave is large enough to hold 20 students, the size of an average classroom. Ben McRory is the admissions director at Green School. Mr. McRory now offers his perspective on Green School's eco-philosophy.
The big difference is that we are Green School, and as our name suggests, we are trying to do things in an environmentally sustainable way as much as possible. So we build the school using bamboo, we plant organic gardens everywhere, we're trying to create our own sources of renewable energy, and the idea is that our students here are getting an academic education that we hope will enable them to leave here and go off into the world and be successful and be competitive and have doors open to them. At the same time, they are immersed every day in a world of sustainable practices. So from the way we're building our structures to the way we are using compost toilets, we're recycling, we're reducing, reusing everything. And so our hope is that while we're educating students who can go out and have doors open to them in the wider world, that we're also educating students to be more responsible, more aware, global citizens, students who have a sense of different possibilities for how we use resources, how we continue to develop as a fragile planet. So it's the basic idea is taking academic learning, interweaving it with experiential and environmental learning.
The school's composting toilet require no water and change waste into fertilizer using sawdust. The toilets themselves are made from the extra bamboo that remained after the construction of the school buildings. Another example of how waste avoidance is valued at Green School. Indeed, Green School is such innovative technology, environmentally sensitive buildings and forward-thinking touches such as open-air classrooms and organic vegetable garden, is one of the pioneers in the field of sustainable education. John and Cynthia Hardy desire that others utilize their ideas and experiences to develop more green schools around the world, so that students everywhere can expand their horizons and develop their own wisdom in a constructive environment.
Green School's a really different school to go to. It's very much a community school, and we get to learn a lot also about the world, which you wouldn't get in many other schools. So we get the whole educational side, but we also get a lot of the environment and just in general being more conscious about what's around you and who's around you.
We are inspired by the integrity and vision of Green School founders John and Cynthia Hardy, and all the team behind the development and ongoing operation of this unique institution. May the Green School community continue to nurture many more young students in the years ahead. For more details on Green School, please visit www.greenschool.org. Benevolent viewers, thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, often noteworthy news. May we always strive to create constructive changes around us, so peace and harmony are enjoyed by all beings in our shared planetary home.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.